Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Teresa, Kenya, Kyle, Luann, just how nasty will it get when the housewives collide? Everything we know about the new Housewives All-Stars. Then,
Mommy, what's sex?
How do you answer that question? And Andy Cohen spilling the tea about his tell-all with the Kardashians.
I do not think that there was a topic that we did not cover.
We're talking sex and the best ways to dodge awkward questions from your kids. Thank God I don't have any. Carissa is out, so I'm here with two parents themselves, Kim Whitley. And the one-hit wonder, Victor Cruz. Okay, I'm happy you guys are here because I have a serious question. What would you do if your 8-year-old child asked you, what's sex? That's exactly what happened to my girl, Jenna Bush Hager. Here's how she reacted after her daughter heard Daniel Kaluuya's racy acceptance speech at the Oscars.
He does his acceptance speech for Best Supporting Actor. And then all of a sudden, his speech gets a little windy and he says, and I just, you know, it's beautiful to be alive. I want to thank my mom and my dad for
having sex.
For having sex. That's now I'm worried about that. He said that. And then Mila said, Mommy, what's sex? And for some reason, on a Sunday night in bed with my daughter reading a book, I couldn't go there. I said, no, he said 66. Six. Six is a number.
If she would have added 3 to that, they probably wouldn't have had Daniel Kaluuya, if you know what I mean. What would you do if you were in that situation? Actually, have you ever been in that situation?
I haven't been in that situation, and my daughter's 9 years old now. And, you know, it was funny because a couple months ago, like, her mom was like, you know, your daughter knows what sex is. And I was just like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what does she know? I don't know what she knows. I don't need to know, actually, but I feel like myself as being a dad to a daughter, a little girl, Kim, you know, talk to me if I'm wrong, but I feel like her mom should be the first person to have that conversation with her. And then as she matures and get older, I would like to have those conversations with her as she understands her body a little bit more moving forward. Mm-hmm. Is that the right approach? Because I feel like you my OG here.
You know what? I feel like it's changing. Things are very open now because children are, I guess, you know, they see a lot.
Yes.
Now, they're exposed to a lot more than we all were exposed to. And I would say, as a father, my father did not. Now, my mom and dad gave me a book and said, good luck. And that's why I probably had my name written several locker rooms.
That's why you had to get that knee replacement last year.
That's why I had to get the knee replacement, exactly. But no, I really think I feel like a father should be just as open as a mother, because that's your relationship with your daughter, and it starts early. And you can have conversations with her, and I feel like you wouldn't be uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable with my dad because that was the situation, mate. But if my dad started talking to me early about it, remember, everything becomes normal if we make it normal.
Exactly. That's the thing.
That's the thing.
You gotta talk to your kids about it. I read a statistic online that was so staggering about how many kids weren't talked to about the birds and the bees from their parents and how they learned online. I was the same way. I grew up with a single mom. I learned everything I knew from Sue Johansson, that like 90-year-old white lady who was talking on public access radio.
Absolutely.
And I have to say this because I can tell when a dude is self-taught. Mm-hmm. I know when I'm with somebody and they learn from pornography.
What are the signs?
Oh, wow.
Oh, because I'm going to need 3 ibuprofen and 2 heating pads after we're done.
Oh,
but I'm just saying, like...
Why do I even ask?
No, I'm just saying, like, a lot of times when you self-teach, it leads to other things that aren't, you know, natural and not healthy.
There should be a progression to it. And I was just, you know, going back to your point about not being talked to as a kid about the birds and the bees. Mm-hmm. I hit my mother a couple of years ago because I was thinking, like, I learned from Patterson Public Schools. Like, that's how I
just was
going
to say, I was just going to say to you, oh, I don't want to cut you off once you go back to that, but I want to say my son is 10 years old, and had my son turned to me and said, Mommy, what's sex? I would have turned back to him and said, you know what it is, you go to public school.
Exactly, for real.
Because little boys, it's the same, you know what it is, it's what your dog is doing to that stuffed animal.
Exactly.
You know, come on. So I would love to hear what you were saying that you hit your mama.
Well, so I asked her, I mean, I was about maybe a couple years ago, I was like 30, and I was like, Ma, I'm now realizing as I go back through the Rolodex of my childhood, you never had the birds and the bees conversation with me. What's up with that? She said, boy, you got a 6-year-old daughter already. You good. I don't need to talk to you about
it. You know what's up. You already know what's
like,
up.
You're right, Ma. You're right.
But it's so crazy, and I think, you know, we often talk about the mechanics of what sex is with our kids, but we don't talk about the repercussions in general. Like, we say, oh, don't have sex because you don't want to have a baby, but there are other things that kids should know about, and they should know the details about it. I think just put it out there, gross them out a little bit, scare them half to death, and then, you know, hope
and that... And that little 30-minute health class in high school ain't enough.
No, high school's not enough, but I think what's even more important that we have going forward for your daughter and for your children in the future is give the children the conversation to have. That's what I lacked, and I think that's what children lack. If my first time with a boy or something like that, I don't have the words. Mm-hmm. That's what we don't give our children, the confidence to be open 100%. To say what I need for my body, what I don't want.
What they feel.
What we feel. We do not give our kids the conversation and the power to say no, to say yes, and to be open with our parents to say, hey, this is what I'm thinking about and this is what I want to do, because we do a lot of shaming. And in Europe, they don't do that. My cousins, honey.
Oh, they talk about it at the age of...
It's all out in the open.
Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. You have a daughter. You have a son. Are you going to sit and have the extended conversation with him about consent and what's it mean when someone says no, and about body language and all of those things? Because that's another conversation that we're having with girls about when you don't want to consent, but we're not having them with boys.
Well, this is the thing. I've already started that conversation with him. Let me tell you why. Because what happens is it starts with the kind of bullying. And if you like a girl, these schools are not playing. You can't grab a girl. I said, don't you grab that girl on that. Even if you like her, see, they don't know their bodies. They don't know how to communicate.
Well, I think it
they
just
don't
goes
know the
back
boundaries.
It's about just overall respect. Like, if you teach your children respect and how to treat people, I think that will carry over into relationships, into when they start liking girls
and
liking boys.
Especially with the girl.
If that respect, like, I have so much respect
Bring
for
your daughter over my house.
And
let's see what you say.
Like, it's time. But I had so much respect for my grandmother and mother, and also fear that they would, like, beat the crap out of me if I did something wrong,
100%.
That I carried that over to all of my relationships, all of my dealings with other women from the age of 7.
That ain't what I heard on the street.
Right? I'm going to leave that right here. Because we have more to get to. Another
game.
Day, another dooder drama. Anna and Josh are defending their decision to have multiple kids. When they announced baby number 7, the comments lit up. Some people sent them well wishes, but others asked, can you really afford that many kids? Anna clapped back and said, yes, my husband is diligent worker and provides well for our family. First and foremost, should you ever ask somebody if they can afford them kids?
That's a tough one.
You know what? I think if your family and that person has come to you for financial help, I think you have the right. If it's your son, your daughter, your grandkid that is, you know, pregnant, you can ask them if they really want to go through with this. But if we are not family, and I have never come to you, or you have never experienced my needing hand, I don't think you should ask anybody about that.
I don't know if you should ask, but maybe, like you said, a family member say, oh, you don't, you know, they always say that
family
you're pregnant again.
You gonna
Are you sure?
Are you sure you want her?
Yeah,
you
got six.
Let me take you from under the bus we rolled over you.
Exactly.
He's a good man, y'all. He's a good man.
Yes.
We rolled that bus right over you. No, that is not true. You have a good reputation, Oclina. But I think people, think about this. What's the lady who had the 9 babies?
The Octomom.
Now she's struggling. I think people have to be responsible in having all these children. You have to think about this. And I had to think about this because I was like, ooh, I want a little girl. I want this and that. But I started thinking about those airline tickets because I like to travel.
Yeah.
You know, it's real.
I carried a woman.
You have 7 kids.
A 7th child, that's another 300.
That is absolutely. You got to think about that because think about the Dugars. Say they have 7 kids, but if they had 3, maybe their lifestyle can be a little better, a little more enhanced for the children. You got 7. All y'all going to do is live on the farm. Y'all not doing nothing.
But some people like that. And, you know, if you look at the way I grew up, people might say, could your mom really afford 3 kids? And the answer to a lot of people in 2021 was probably no. Mm-hmm. But we made do and we made it work. A lot of times we often talk about the hood and people having kids.
Get to that and claiming them on their taxes.
And claiming
on
their taxes.
More money, the more kids you, you know, have.
Oh, wait a minute. I didn't think about that part.
But
right.
There's a lot of times in the hood people ask, can you afford kids? But if you would put a Planned Parenthood there, if you would give kids the education, if you would stop this faith-based talk about abstinence and teach them the knowledge of what contraceptives are, I think people would be more willing to wait to have children or to, you know, be a little bit more fiscally
responsible.
Yeah, it's
a mentality thing. And I think as you grow up, if you don't have those conversations about how to change your mentality towards having children and not just having them just to have them, or when a lot of people, especially where I come from, they're having kids when they're not ready. I remember 3 girls in high school sophomore year were pregnant.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I know they're not getting the proper education. They're just trying to make it. You know, they're just trying to figure it out.
But do you think, you both think about this, the more children you have and the less money you have, it brings on more stress. So for your children, it's not a great life if your mother and your father are always stressed out and they're angry because of money. But also, on the flip side, you could be happy because we got 7 kids, we're making it.
But Kim Whitley, you can afford to have 7 kids if you really want it. But the minute you got to 2 or maybe 3, you would be stressed out. No matter how much money you have, you're going to be stressed out with 2 kids or 10 kids. Okay?
No, that's true.
Let's be all the way real.
100%.
No, you're absolutely right about that. So I feel like, okay, mind your business. Let me just say that. If they want to have 10 kids, 7 kids, mind your business.
Mind your business.
But you know what? The government will step in because somebody will call if they feel like there is child endangerment. So sometimes it does go too far. I'm not comparing the kids to puppies, but think about those puppy meals. People just got that's too much.
You just called my uterus a puppy meal.
You know what?
Coming up, secrets from Andy Cohen's tell-all with the Kardashians, what they are finally admitting, plus Snoop Dogg's marriage confessions. Can you believe he's had one of the longest running relationships in Hollywood? That is next. Not a puppy meal.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
In today's Papa Love, Snoop Dogg's wife Shantae did the impossible. She married a rapper, y'all, and tamed his ass. He's sharing their secret to their 23-year marriage. Plus, who should hit Martha up with that "you up" text?
Who would you set Martha up with on a date?
I feel like we can get a brother who could kind of break her a little bit. You know, Dre might be single right now.
I don't know if that's Dre speak.
Look, everybody says, don't date a rapper. It'll never work. They will never settle down. You met your queen and you married her 23 years ago. With all the, I'm sure the panties were thrown at you left and right on that stage. How did you stay focused on what you had at home?
Well, what I had at home was stability. You know, stability and a great mother, a great friend, and somebody who understood who I was and what I was trying to accomplish. And I feel like she did a great job with raising my kids and keeping my life together. She was willing to work with me. So at the same time, when you find that and you say, you know what, this is what I'm supposed to be with because it's understood, and what's understood don't need to be explained.
Now, Victor, how old were you when you got drafted?
I don't like this Dr. Phil energy you're giving.
I know, you did, but straight Dr. Phil.
Because I'm about to get real with you.
I was 23 years old.
I'm about to get as real as can be with you. If I was 23 years old, I saw what you looked like at 23. It was real. The CDC would have shut me down.
The CDC,
Dr. Fauci would have called me and been like, look, we did your ass. You need to sit your ass down and have several seats. Because you know what? You're playing for the Giants, you know, you that dude, you hit that touchdown. I'm sure it was impossible to focus on a relationship.
Yeah, well, it was very difficult, but I was trying. I was doing it. I was in the midst of, you know, I had Kennedy when I was 25. So I was literally in the midst of toggling this life of being this athlete and being at the center stage and being that guy and trying to enjoy all of that, right? And still trying to come home and be the family man and take care of home and make sure Kennedy's good. So that balance was very, very difficult for me, at least early on, because it was just like, how do I manage all of this? How am I going to be able to, at 24 years old,
and hide the panties
manage
in my car,
winning the Super Bowl, you know, and doing all of that, and
and doing the shuffle too. You know, that shuffle was, you know, for everybody. That shuffle was for the girls.
1,000%.
But you weren't married.
I was not married.
Did you think about it ever?
I was engaged.
I saw the ring. It was nice.
Okay.
It was almost there.
But that's what happens. It was too much. The lifestyle.
Yeah, and then it kind of reached a point where it was like, I can't be whole to this and still want this. And I was still young, and I was still like, I still wanted to do so much more outside.
And it wouldn't have been fair.
It wouldn't have been fair.
You tried. You put in the effort, and I think a lot of times, like, we sometimes don't know our limits, and we put that on other people.
And I was with my child's mother for 12 years, like high school. Like, this was a thing.
It was a thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I think for Snoop Dogg, I remember when the whole Gail thing happened, whenever she did that interview about Kobe Bryant, and Snoop Dogg
went online. I was mad at Snoop, and he was like,
you know, he said his piece. And then the next day, he was like, hey, man, my mom's called me and told me that I need, you know, to call Gail and apologize.
Absolutely.
So I think the reason why their marriage worked is because Shantae knew that she had Mrs. Dogg, the mother, on her side.
Yeah.
And he was...
Shantae probably said something to him.
Shantae was probably like, yo...
And she was like, hey,
call the mama.
Yeah.
And he was like, Calvin, you better get your ass down that aisle
guess what your son did today.
That's why they're still married. His wife, like he said, stability, you know, she's the other side. She can look at, hey, maybe we shouldn't go that far. Maybe you should call. Let me call your mother. She's that stability for Snoop. And I think about even Ice Cube, how long he's been married. You know, they have women who they got when they were younger, you know, right when they were either right before they blew up or when they blew up. But they had to look at it, like you said, I need someone to raise my children, to come home to, who's going to take care of family. And that's the truth. We all look at that. And I think when you're in the public eye, you need that. And that's probably why I didn't get married to a certain couple people.
Because you were thought.
I was not the wifey material
type,
because I was still trying to
pursue
my career. Yeah. And that's when I told you, Gerald LaVert looked at me and said, there can only be one star in this family.
Damn.
And I never understood what he meant, but now I get it.
Now you get it.
Yeah.
But I also think, you know, everyone says, you know, but is their marriage traditional? Do they have an open marriage? Mm-hmm. I don't know what their marriage is like, but I can tell you one thing. I bet you she understands her man, and she understands what he needs, and he probably understands what she needs. And I think a lot of times people don't always have traditional marriages.
Yeah. No.
But I think what people do well is they keep it to themselves and they don't put it out there so they can be judged.
And the thing is, the respect level is so high.
Yes.
Like, you can tell whatever they're going through, Snoop respects her. I mean, when you were just talking to him right there, I wanted to take notes. I felt like he was dropping gems, and that's speaking on his wife. You know what I mean? So when you have that level of respect for one another, I mean, the sky's the limit.
Yeah, and let's just be honest. You know why the real secret is why they are together for so long? He's never home.
That is true.
Boxing events, talking crazy every week. Very true.
He's never home.
He's been traveling forever. She's raising the kids. So their relationship, they get a break. We come back together. We
How do you think they're doing during quarantine?
100%. Right? No, her baby cousin Tracy is a security guard, and he reports back to her everything that he's doing. Bachelor Matt James and Rachel Kirkconnell had another reunion. Just weeks after they were spotted together in NYC, the exes were seen together at a bar in Santa Monica, California. Now remember, they had a falling out after rumors surfaced that Matt was still giving them roses out in these streets, if you know what I mean. If you felt like a man or a woman did you dirty, would you see them again? No. First of all, let me just set this up. She saw him 1 week, and then he was spotted out in Miami on a date the next week. I will say this woman is 24 years old. At 24 years old, I didn't understand casual dating. Mm-hmm. Like, if you saw my bits, we were practically engaged. And you had better drop every other woman that you had in your life. Because I was messing with DL dudes at the time. So you had better drop all the hoes, okay? But I think for her, she was 24. She was going through the whole thing. She didn't understand that they were just casually dating. But would you go back with somebody after they went out on a date with somebody else publicly?
Wait, hold on. Why are y'all looking at me?
Because you out in these streets.
Now, I would, let me tell you something. I would see him again. I am in these streets. But no, I would see him again, but not in public. Mm. I would, oh no, we've all done that. We've all snuck back. Everyone sneaks back. A lot of people, that's 80%. But you don't sneak back in public. You don't sneak back where your friends are. You don't even tell your best girlfriend you're sneaking back because they're gonna talk about you. But sometimes it's hard to disconnect. So yeah, you sneak back. Would you sneak back?
Are you sneaking back?
Am I currently?
Are you currently sneaking back?
I'm not sneaking back right now, guys.
He's not.
But I don't think, but also, I wasn't done dirty. I don't want to make this about me, actually.
No,
I wasn't done dirty enough for me to, like, not go back. Like,
right.
It's still...
Is that friendship?
I'm thinking about you. Yeah.
No, that makes sense. But ever, have you ever been done that you stuck back? We're not talking about your last one, honey. You've had more than one.
Yes, I have been done dirty, and I'm not circling back. Circling back because of the level of dirtiness that was
done.
But
what if they asked you to? What if she called and said, okay, I know I was wrong. What time of the night is it?
Yeah.
It's a Saturday night at 1 a.m.
How many Ciroc did you have?
I might pull up.
How many Ciroc did you have?
Exactly. How many shots did we take?
Exactly. Yeah, everyone.
Can you boy drive to Tarzana?
Exactly. Like,
can we make it?
I'm asking the Uber.
Yes.
Now, what about you? You're probably the one that did them dirty, so I don't know.
No. You know what I'll do? Oh, I'm such a Scorpio. I will sneak back on a dude who I've dated like in my 20s because like when you get to your 30s, you learn so much.
You feel safe back.
You learn so much in your 30s. Like you learn how to throw it. You know what's up. Like all these things that you've learned since you've seen them in your 20s. I will go back just to remind them what they missed and show them trick number 72 that I picked up in Florida and trick number 16. And like, you know, you have to go back so they can be like, oh, I want more of that. And you're like, no, we're good. It was a one-time thing.
But what do you think about Matt and Rachel? Do you think that this should happen? Or what? I think they, for me, I think they need to go. Matt needs to go about his business. They need to split up and let it go.
Yeah, I mean, she still needs time to grow. She's 24 years old. Like, she's still figuring out life in her own right. To be tied down to someone is, you know, you're still learning so much about yourself.
Yes.
You know, at that age, it is hard to give yourself.
And with all the controversy.
And then with the spotlight around it and the whole thing.
Let it go. Like Keisha Cole said, let it go.
No.
You guys, Tyrese's TMI moment with his girlfriend. Did he go too far? Trust me, you don't want to miss this one. Plus, can you guess the celeb who's out and about in this crazy-ass sweater?
What?
We'll be back with the answer. Who is that?
Rich people.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Same as you.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. Before the break, we asked if you could guess the celeb keeping cozy in this crazy sweater in NYC. Any thoughts, anybody?
It looks like Kirstie Alley.
Kind of looks like Kirstie Alley.
But yeah, because, you know, but that's rich people's problem. Anybody who wears
a
sweater.
Fergie?
With all
does have a Fergie
these animals.
That's like a Fergie look.
Isn't that like a Louis Vuitton?
Wendy Williams. Gucci? That is Wendy Williams.
Rich people problems. I believe it.
Wendy Williams, y'all.
Wow.
Wendy Williams.
Wow. Why she got on the stuffed animal
sweater?
How'd you
guess? What about this said Wendy to you before we...
The wig.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The wig said Wendy.
The wig, okay. The sweater says what? Sesame Street? What's happening?
The sweater says Crazy Bag Lady.
Okay.
Now, let's stick with crazy right now because Tyrese Gibson and his new girlfriend are getting a little explicit on IG. Now, we can't make this up. Jenna Bush, hide your kids because I'll just show you what they're up to.
I'm gonna put the creamer on first. I'll mix it with some oil.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Like, get these toes out the way. Move. Let me get in here. Why? Tyrese, why?
Tyrese shaving his new partner?
Yes.
Just grooming it up. Would you let somebody groom it up down there?
Wait.
Look at his face.
He looks like he's really, he went to school for
it. He's a little aggressive with
the
wrist.
Why is he licking his lips? I'm uncomfortable.
By the way, Tyrese says he's a born-again Christian. I never saw this in the Bible anywhere. Thou shalt shave my partner clean and fresh.
But isn't he still married? Is his divorce final? What's happening here?
I don't know. I'm not going to lie.
He needs a fans only. What's going on?
I don't think that he should put this on the gram. I would never put this on the gram. But look, Victor, I'm sorry. He moved the toes out real quick.
He moved the feet out the way.
He was like, no, I'll touch your booty, but I won't touch your toes. Not happening. I'm not going to lie. You dudes can be nasty. So sometimes I have to get the Dial soap and the Norelco out to help y'all out. If you come over and you're like, oh, I just did a little cardio.
Guys,
I'm like, no.
Get yourselves together.
Wait. Y'all are going all over. We're talking about Tyrese putting this on Instagram.
Okay.
This is not, and how do you one-up yourself? I think he's, Tyrese, what are you doing?
It's one thing to just do this and just do it, you know, behind closed doors. It's another thing to like post it.
And lick your lips.
Make a piece of art.
Because I don't know. Maybe is he leaving a new song coming out?
You think he's leaving the landing strip, or is he?
I can't take answers.
By the way, I don't know what it looks like down there. You know, I've never been there before. I've never been to that area the region. So I don't know how bad does it get that you have to go down there and wee wag it.
Yep. Hey, wait a minute. I'm sorry, because of the pandemic.
Hey!
Let me tell you something.
Whitley, I just figured out why you're single.
Baby, it's a quarantine, pandemic. None of the waxing places open. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Girl, you get that Amazon at-home kit. Yeah,
Oh,
you call Tyrese.
You guys, this is where I draw the line. Wait a minute.
I'm drawing the line. We are done.
I can't believe
Justin
you draw
Bieber's
the line.
Dreadlocks are back, and social media isn't having it. Critics say that if he's going to preach racial justice, he can't do cultural appropriation ever. What do you guys think about this?
I think it's absolutely fine. It is, because you have to first of all know the history of dreadlocks. People just think, oh, dreadlocks, maybe he's trying to be black, this, that. First of all, it started in India. So, you know, we have other cultures with it, you have to know. And if I can put on a blonde wig, nobody's saying that about me.
Yeah.
We know good and well, you know, anybody walking around with blonde hair from Africa. If you've got your, you know, so if I put on blonde hair, am I doing something wrong? He had a shirt on that said awake. I think as people are evolving, I think he is just trying to make a statement about, not culture, but he's just expressing himself. He's being funky. Maybe he don't like to comb his hair. But I don't know.
That's the thing for me. Well, one thing, we all know Justin Bieber has been, you know, a fan of black culture and black community and the culture for years now. He loves hip hop. Even in some of his music, you hear it. So I understand how much he's connected to that culture just naturally, right? Throughout what he loves and growing up. But this particular photo to me doesn't feel like appropriate. It feel like he just woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Like this just looks crazy. Now the look from a few years ago when he had the dress, that one looked a little bit more like he was trying to do something.
Yes.
Like he was attempting to do something like that. But this just looks like he just woke up, shuffled the joint, twisted one up, and took a photo.
Like, but even then, I always say, if somebody's jocking my culture, like, I know my culture is the bomb. Right. I know watching music videos. I know once we do it, everybody else is going to do it.
Absolutely.
I also know that if there is a black hairstyle, someone's going to try to find a black hair care professional to do it and put money back into the community. We can't get upset when people jock our culture because it's so good. The other thing is,
it does bring money back into it. People forget that.
I had a long conversation with my cousin about this because she was very upset that somebody wore braids and didn't tag the culture. And like you said, you guys are running around with wigs that are from India, that are from Russia, but you're not tagging Pakistan in your IG posts at the club. You tagging Ciroc, you tagging Flat Tummy Tea, you out here tagging Smashanova, but you're not tagging India.
And this is the thing. Also, dreads started Vikings. Vikings had dreads. Look up your information. Maybe he's not trying to be a Viking, but I said, I'm going to get in trouble for this. You're absolutely right. A lot of black women are running around with Indian hair and Asian hair. Mm-hmm. Now, are we in trouble with that? I got on something right now. But,
it's synthetic, but we good.
But it is synthetic. But we are.
It's flammable.
Right, there is a lot of hair from India running around in these streets.
100%.
And a lot of hair from Asia and Italy. And so we are walking around with these hairstyles that definitely are not from the culture. So come
on,
y'all.
We got to be careful.
It's 100%. A thin line. Mm-hmm. It's a thin line.
Still
and I
ahead,
think it's fine for him.
My quick interview with Amanda Seyfried, the one thing she's finally getting to do as a mom in Hollywood. Plus, the Kardashians are going there. You've got to hear what they just confessed. You don't want to go anywhere. Oh, wait, hold on. Welcome back to Daily Pop. Let's get right into today's Hollywood Minute. Carrie Ann Anabo's taking a break from the talk. She announced on social media she'll be focusing on her health and well-being, but hopes to be back soon. Her decision to step back comes 2 weeks after the show resumed filming following Sharon Osbourne's exit. Now, it's Oprah Winfrey's stimulus package, for real. Oprah tells Nancy O'Dell on Talk Shop Live that she's been giving $15,000 to people in need during the pandemic. Oprah, run me a check. Oprah says she goes through the newspaper to find stories of people and sends them the cash. Andy Cohen is revealing no topic was off limits during his recently taped Keeping Up with the Kardashians reunion show.
Chris Humphries.
Yes.
Lips.
Yes.
Kylie's lips.
Yes. Fake butts. Yes.
Caitlyn.
Yes. Kanye. Yes.
No air date yet for the reunion, but the final season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians returns May 6th at 8 p.m. on E! I cannot wait for this. Now, Amanda Seyfried's been in the Hollywood game since she was a teenager, and she's taking on the most challenging role thus far. But luckily, she's gotten some practice in real life.
You're an exceptional husband.
Then you are an exceptional wife.
Now that you're married and you have kids, playing a mother and playing a wife, is it different? Do you go into that role differently?
I've never played a mother before. I was a mother. How's that, Hollywood? Thanks a lot. But it's actually more, it's richer. It's got more nuance. Obviously, there's just a life experience that you're getting on a daily basis now twice as much.
Amanda Seyfried plays a mom who relocates to a small town and quickly finds out her new home is hiding a dark secret in the terrifying thriller Things Seen and Heard with James Norton.
What the?
Did some freak happen on set? Because this would scare me.
Basically, the house we shot in was just freaky. Like, it was an old farmhouse in the middle of nowhere down this road called Skunk Alley.
Skunk Misery Road.
To lighten things up on the set of the movie out Thursday on Netflix, Amanda and James came up with a plan.
We dressed up as each other.
Oh my God, that is amazing. That is
And epic. I worked my ass off to make that happen.
Wow. James, kind of cute.
Well, he's striking a pose, obvi. It was more fun than it should have been, but that's what you do when you have like really intense content. I need to know what happened.
Up next, do you know the hidden talents of some of your favorite stars? Like, who can play music with their teeth? Yeah, see if you know the answers before us next. I am Mr. Rogers, and welcome to the neighborhood. Why did no one tell me that I look like Mr. Rogers today in khaki pants and
yes,
a sweater?
You fit the mold. It fits.
I fit the mold. Yes. Well, Sharon Stone recently revealed she is a songwriter on the side. What a hustle. So it got us thinking, what other celebs have a surprising secret skill? Let's see how much Victor and Kim know in our game of Guess the Hidden Talent.
Watch out. I got
Damn, even rich people out. Have side hustles. First question, which celeb can finish a Rubik's Cube in just 2 minutes? Is it Brad Pitt, Justin Bieber, or the talented Jamie Foxx?
Brad Pitt.
Justin Bieber.
All right, what? Let's see who okay. It is.
Watch it be Jamie. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, my God, I can feel it coming.
This up on
no!
YouTube.
First of all, if I had a man that can work his fingers like that, I would not be at work today.
No.
I would not be at work today.
I know it was Bieber, though.
Okay.
All right. One for Victor. Oh. Which artist can sing just like Britney Spears? Is it Ariana Grande, Selena Gomez, or Natalie Portman?
Oh.
Ariana Grande.
Ariana. I was going to go with Ariana, too.
I don't know this one. Let's see what it is.
I feel like it. That's a...
Oh my God. That was pretty like the same on.
I bet you Jamie Foxx could have done that also.
Oh, I bet he could too. Okay, who can puff their neck just like a frog? Is it A, Kim Whitley, B, Nicki Minaj, or C, Katy Perry?
Kim Whitley.
Oh God, forget
it's
you
not
all.
Kim's not on it.
It's Chris.
Chris Hemsworth?
I'm going to go Katy Perry just so I'm opposite.
All right, let's see.
Okay, let's see.
No, it's no, you horrible. Come around. Ready?
Come to us on this side.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm thinking.
That's how she got that meeting.
Yeah, exactly. No wonder. Okay, she's married. I get it.
I'm going to start asking women if they can do that on first dates.
Victor, put it in your Tinder profile. Which celebrity can play music with her teeth?
Oh, my
Is
God.
Is it A, Keira Knightley, B, Amanda Seyfried, or C, Taylor the Don Swift?
I'm going to go with Taylor Swift because her teeth are long enough.
I'm going Taylor, too,
yeah,
because she can play everything.
She can play everything.
All right, let's see if it's Taylor Swift.
Young teeth.
Wow! Keira Knightley.
You know what?
That was some weird
stuff.
I don't
even know what to make of that.
I'm
how do you find out that that's your talent? Is the question.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
A lot
okay.
of trial and error.
Who can make weird tricks with their tongue? Is it A, Camila Cabello, B, Regina King, or C, Ed Sheeran?
Oh.
I'm going...
Camila?
I'm going Ed Sheeran.
Because he can say...
Because Victor Cruz isn't on there. So.
Yes! Yes!
You see what I did there? You like that?
Yeah.
Got purple on it.
Obviously not good enough. He's single.
Oh,
newly.
Let's see the answer from Beth.
You have to make my mouth look pretty.
Do that.
That was good.
I promise you I could do that right now.
That was
Let
good.
Me see it. Oh, he was right. He could actually do it.
Oh, that's some weird.
Talent,
and the winner is Victor's day tonight. Up next, Hollywood is ready for summer and busting out the big colorful sunglasses. Is this really what we want to see, though? We'll try it or trash it. Victor, honey, whoever's on
I
that Tinder,
trick,
y'all
sure
better swipe
me.
Right on
I
that.
Know, I'm like, I
didn't know. And now she all on me.
Sign this consent form. Shot Girl Summer is almost here, and celebs have already started dressing for the hot weather. So we're getting you up to speed in this week's Tuesday Trends. Now, before we get started, pull out your phones because we have a QR code that you can scan where you can find all of these looks. And there's some good ones today. The stars have been opting for bold colors when it comes to their sunglasses. Christina Aguilera, Vanessa Hudgens, and Chloe Bailey have all sported different colors. Would you try it or would you trash it?
Oh, absolutely try it. I got so many glasses in different colors. I love them.
I like the style too.
Oh, I love
I like
style.
An aviator that's a little, I feel like I've seen you wear that.
I literally just wore it on Instagram like a couple weeks ago, green with like a yellow lens. Yeah, ooh. I'm into the color lens vibe.
Yeah.
I've been on trend apparently.
Yes, but you guys, you know. Victor has budget, so scan that QR code because you can't afford Victor's. Trust me, I tried. Big headbands are also trending. Hailee Steinfeld, Kerry Washington, and Candace Cameron Bure have all tried this look. Try it or trash it. Kim Whitley.
You know what? It depends on your hairline. Those are good, yeah.
You can't just bring the baby hairs down and make it work.
Not if you've been wearing weaves and wigs a long time, honey. Your baby hairs are gone. So a good headband is good. Have you seen them little foreheads, then all of a sudden they get real big? Yes. The headband is good. I love the headband.
Vic, do you like a lady with a headband?
I'm a fan of the headband, yeah. I used to put headbands on Kennedy as a kid.
Oh. So I like these little thick. I love her those big old, those are coming back too. These eyebrows are big.
The bushy brows.
I love the
bushy brows.
I'm just blowing my eye. There you go.
They look fair. I love those headbands.
We have talked about screen prints on this show before, and it seems like this trend is here to stay. Celebs are loving the look now, and they're just wearing screen print bodysuits. Meg Thee Stallion, if I had that body, I would wear it.
Yeah.
You've worn something like this before. I've seen those photos.
At home. I don't like all that. It's too much.
I'm a fan of bodysuits.
I'm
a huge fan.
But a screen print bodysuit?
Whatever
is
it
okay.
Takes.
Whatever. You don't care what it
are
is.
Are you a bodysuit connoisseur?
You have me body and suit. Okay.
Are you a bodysuit connoisseur?
100%.
I have on a bodysuit.
I love the bodysuit under the jeans. You know, however you want to get the bodysuit on.
Okay.
Oh, you like a layer.
I like a layer.
You like a layer.
So you like a challenge? Oh, sorry. Sorry,
it is 8:55 a.m. Let me remind you two over here. Coming up, the Real Housewives All-Star is happening. Who's going to be on it? Just how crazy will it get? We're discussing after the break, and Kim Whitley's going to go change her clothes.
Oh, yep. I'm about to put on that little bodysuit.
Get ready for the drinks to fly. A Real Housewives crossover series is happening, and it's going to stream on my favorite, Peacock. The all-star cast includes Cynthia and Kenya from Atlanta, Luann and Ramona from New York, Melissa and Teresa from Jersey, and my girl Kyle from Beverly Hills. Y'all, this is like Real World meets Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Say.
And what is this, like competition? I see them like...
No, they just are in a house the middle of like a beach vacation.
Okay.
And they're going to be together for a week, like 2 or 3 weeks.
What?
Yes, this is going to be crazy. I've been waiting for this my whole life.
They better treat my girl Teresa with some respect, okay? She's from Jersey. She owns a couple places that I frequent. So like, let's make sure we treat Teresa with some respect.
Who do you think is going to turn up first?
Ramona.
More than Kenya?
No, you know why? Because Ramona's going to turn up because she's used to, you know, fighting with the ladies of New York. But it's like when you were a kid, you knew when to buck up because you had your cousin behind you. But the minute you left Patterson, it was fair game. It was fair game. She is going to raise her voice to Kenya Moore.
Ooh.
And that woman is going to let her know a little bit about herself.
Oh, it's going to be on and popping. And I think it's not going to take too long. I think the first, maybe the second episode.
Yeah.
I think by the end of that first one, it's going to be on and popping.
By the end, yeah, something's going
to
happen.
Wait till that second episode. When they get to the house, the women trying to figure out who gets
room.
The mattress.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, the first episode is going to be off the chain.
It's going to be off the chain.
They got to have multiple master suites because they can't put nobody in the twin bed in the corner. That ain't going to be good for this group.
No, they do that. That's how they get you riled up. You know what I mean? Or like they serve like the cheap rosé.
Yes.
That will set a bitch off.
The cheap rosé?
The cheap rosé.
Is that simple?
I can't wait to see this.
Because it tastes different on the palate.
This is better than
what did I tell you when I was coming to your house?
This is true.
What did I tell you?
Oh, you said cheap rosé?
Thank you. Thank you.
First thing out of his mouth, he said, I'm not coming over if you got cheap rosé. I said, excuse me?
Because Victor lived in Winnetka. That's far.
Okay. All right. Well, how do you think Kyle's going to do?
You know what? I think she's going to be herself. She's going to be fine. She likes a girl's trip, but she's never been away from her kids for this long. So I'm super interested to see how long she's going to actually last. Because she didn't leave her kids for more than 4 days.
Oh, it's going to be tough for her.
It's going to be really tough for her.
How's she going to last a week without talking to her kids? It's impossible.
It's crazy. I don't know. Tomorrow we're going to be talking to Real Housewife Ebony Williams about all the drama going down in New York. Plus, we'll show you how to upgrade your home without blowing that budget. Ooh. Check out Nightly Pop tonight at 11:30 and join us every day at 11 here on E! For more Daily Pop. Follow us on Instagram. Check your local listings. We'll be here all day. We love you guys.
This was fun.
This is a great show. Make some noise, everybody.